and welcome to the Inspiring South African Tribe from Heather De Wit in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile people and organizations in and out of South Africa who are inspiring us as a people. They're doing it with purpose and are focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. Today, I'm going to be talking to a very interesting man called Robin Lindiger, who calls himself the Wobbling Cyclist. He's an ex-hotelier, seaman, lifeguard, commercial diver, traveler, cave dweller, entrepreneur, freelance writer, and coach. And Rob is solo cycling 25,000 kilometers through Africa with his dearly loved and trusty bicycle, which he calls the Wobbler. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Rob, I've been following you for many months and really enjoy all your updates. And you're doing extraordinary work spreading the awareness of what Rotary stands for. And also you are visiting schools along the way and talking to younger children in Africa. Tell us about the talks you're doing with the children. Well, first of all, let's tell us briefly the countries you'll be visiting, how far you've come, and how far you've got to go. We'll start there. Go ahead.
Okay, Heather, I left Underberg, KZN, a little while. Well, I actually left in 2013, but I've been doing a lot of talking on the way with school kids and with Rotary. I'll be traveling. I've traveled down as far as Betty's Bay. I'm on my way to Cape Town. From Cape Town, I'll be sorting out all my paperwork, my visas and what have you. From there, I go up to Namibia, through the Caprivi Strip into Zambia. From Zambia, I'll be traveling up Lake Tanganyika to Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda. Then I'll cross back across Lake Victoria into Tanzania. I'll be going to Zanzibar to see Rotary. Then back up into Kenya, Ethiopia, Egypt, and on through Europe into the UK.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, I'll be one of your cheerleaders, obviously. And I think it's really, I have to salute you for doing this extraordinary thing. And I also know that you're raising funds for a cerebral palsy organization, and that link will be in your profile. And so... You know, I know what I love about the talks that you're doing with children is tell me about the message that you're giving to them, the children from the lesser privileged schools that you're talking to along the way.
You know, these poor little guys, you walk into the school, sorry, I get a bit emotional about this, and they've got nothing. You know, they come from homes that have broken, the parents are alcoholics, the daughters have been raped, and the poor kids have been knocked around. They've got no shoes, they've got nothing. And I've just tried to go in there and just give them a view over the top of their box. All they see in their life is dirt and dirty streets, and they don't see anything. I thought I'd just try and give them a little bit more of an insight as to what is really out there. And to also to seize the day, carpe diem, seize the day to take the opportunity that they've got with their teachers and to keep a diary, to follow their dream, make a note of what they really want to do in life, keep a diary and make a plan. That plan doesn't have to be written in stone, but to just make a plan and get to what their dream, what they really want in life.
And the balancing act with your Wobbler?
You know, to try and live a balanced life. On my bike, I've got four panniers, two in the front on either side and two in the back on either side. And to be able to ride in a straight line and to keep the bike balanced and not have a lot of wear and tear, I've got to make sure those panniers are balanced. Yes. And I try and compare that with the life. You know, I say to the kids, look, that's how I've got to balance my bike every day. If you can live a balanced life as well, you'll go a long way. You're going to go a lot further than if you live an unbalanced life that's full of drugs and booze and fighting and negativeness. Positive outlook.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, visualizing the wobbling bike is a lovely thing for them to hold. So thank you for that beautiful story. Absolutely. And I think it's also extraordinary that you've been married for 31 years to your wife, originally from the UK, and you got engaged on the second date, and that she's right behind you, and that's really a beautiful story in itself, and you'll be seeing her real soon, so that's something to look forward to. So another thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, I believe that you have inspired a Swiss doctor to do the same thing, and that you're going to be meeting him real soon too.
Yes.
Just briefly on that.
I got a message on my emails from this guy. He's actually a vet in Switzerland. He's 61 years old, and he's always wanted to know what life is about. And he saw my website, and he's been inspired now to write from Switzerland. He's actually going to start right up in the northern part of Norway and ride down through Africa to Cape Town, and we're going to be meeting somewhere up along the way.
Well, I look forward to seeing the updates on that, Rob.
Sure.
Now, let's go back to, you know, incredible, you know, all the time that you have to think and what you're actually doing, seeing in nature and in engaging with people. What has your trip so far taught you about the kindness of people?
Heather, you know, I've learned that, you know, there's a hell of a lot more good out there than we actually realize. I can actually name on one hand or on one finger the number of people that have been negative towards me. All the rest have been so positive and helpful. And it's that within itself is inspiration, that there's a lot of goodness out there. It doesn't matter the color of the creed. There's a lot of goodness out there. Also, we don't need a hell of a lot. Eh? You know, you need very little to be able to live happily. It's very much a spiritual journey for me. I was very much into money in hotels and making money in the old bit. And I think this has taught me a lot about what you actually need in life and how you can survive happily with minimal.
Absolutely. I love that, and I'm on exactly the same page. And in closing, Rob, what is your message for the world today?
Oh, what is my message to the world today? Just accept. I think do away with a lot less than what we've got. I think technology and all these things are wonderful, but it's creating a class of people underneath there that we need to help. And if you can help people, just in any way, man, go, you know, like I do, go and speak at a school, go and speak out, sit outside a cafe and speak to somebody that hasn't got that's something that you've got. Spread, you know, spread, man. Be happy, smile, positive.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love your message. And so, Rob, I'm going to end it there. Thank you for the beautiful conversation we had. I'll be following you. You know, I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders. And I wish you onwards and upwards on this wonderful journey that you're undertaking. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Heather. Take care.